What's good? What's good? What's good? I'm popping through. Y'all know me. I like to pop on through to see how everybody doing. Happy Thursday, everybody. Y'all know I like to talk about everything. I mean everything. So today, shoot, we're talking relationships because one of the things that I always say is this. I'm getting you queued up to get booed up. I'm gonna make you so attractive, you'll never have to chase another day in your life. That's always my goal. To make you just that ridiculously fine. Just ridiculous. Every time they see you, they're like, dang, she ridiculous. That's what I produce. I produce hits. So I'm like Dre in the mid-90s. I'm producing hits. So one of the things that I always try to do is get my women booed up and then married. We set a record last year for the most bricks to get married in a year. Again, that's one of my goals. That's one of my goals, flat out, because I believe that you're so much better when you're with somebody else who makes you better. Okay, because I know you're good by yourself, but I'm telling you, when you get for my married people like that, you can attest to this. When you find somebody who can bring out the best in you, it's like a new level of you, new level of self. So that's the beauty, and that's what I'm trying to get my bricks connected with, somebody who can bring out the best in them. Okay, so today we're talking relationships. But I'm coming from a different perspective because, again, y'all know me. I'm different. As the song used to go, I'm different. I don't care who knows it. Something about me is just not the same. So, with that being said, I have a different spin on things. I like to give out relationship tips and relationship advice because, again, I want you to be good. But before I get started, make sure you like this broadcast for me. Make sure you share this, because again, sharing is a caring. And if you're trying to lose 60 pounds or more, if you're trying to get your waist snatched, if you're trying to go from good to what, make sure you get my Super Stomach Shredder membership. And for every platform that has DMs, make sure you DM me hashtag SSS to get the Super Stomach Shredder membership. And I look forward to helping you dominate the rest of the summer and get you ready for the fall, because I know folks got homecoming coming up, and you gonna run into some people that you hadn't seen in a while, and you wanna just shut things down, and I'm gonna help you do it. So make sure you DM me. If you're watching on a platform that doesn't have DM access, go to KenyaCrooksNetwork.com to get the Super Stomach Shredder membership. Make sure you get the monthly membership and not the one-time combo, and let go. I look forward to coaching you personally. Now, with that being said, I want to compare dating to buying a car. I'm going to give you a different spin on this thing. I'm going to give you a different perspective. And again, if I say anything that bothers your nerves, or if you have an aha moment, just put you talking to me, coach, in the comments. But I always sell my bricks all the time. I'm like, if you want to find somebody, great. Look at it as if you're buying a new ride. And fellas, you can use this too, because again, this is for everybody. This is for the ladies. This is for dudes. This is for older folks. This is for younger folks. This applies to everybody. Now, when you go car shopping, okay, you go because you know you need a new ride. You need a new vehicle. You want to look and feel good. But the first thing you got to do, because you are a buyer, first thing you have to do when you're dating somebody or you're potentially dating somebody, you first thing you got to know is what kind of make and model do you want? What kind of make and model do you want? And the people that are approaching you, better way to put this, the people that are approaching you What make and model are they? Are you getting approached by the 88 Ford Escort? Or are you getting pushed up upon by the 2023 Mercedes-Benz S-Class? Feel me on that? Again, who pushing up on you? The 88 Ford Escort? Or the new Benz? Okay, who you getting attention from? Because if you're getting attention, a make and model that you don't particularly, you know, care for, you got to make adjustments within yourself. You got to be like, you know what? I need to start working on me. Have y'all ever got approached by somebody and you got offended because they approached you because you like, dang, did they really think that they had a chance? Throw your hand up. Be honest. If you've ever been offended by being approached by a certain level of person, throw your hand up. Throw your hand up. You're like, dang, they really thought they had a chance. Like, for real, for real. Okay, now, you also have to ask yourself, like, when you're buying a car, and this is also applicable to a person, how many miles is on that ride? How many miles is on that person? Because again, when you have a person who has had a lot of miles put on it, it's in a lot of trouble because they've had a lot of bad experiences, especially if they're for sale. You going up to the lot, you looking for a new ride, but the one you're looking at has 123,000 miles on it. That ain't the one you want. That ain't the one you want. So look at the mileage of the person, because that's important and that's key. Also, you have to ask, because one of the things, like when I look up stuff on Car Gurus or CarMax or whatnot, they'll also let you know, and this is what you have to look for also, how many accidents has this car, this person, been in? How many accidents has this thing been in? See, they'll always let you know when you look online. This car has had 3 accidents. That ain't the ride you want. And that comes in the form of a person of how many times you've been married? How many baby mamas or baby daddies you got? Those are accidents. You don't want people who have had a lot of accidents because they make poor choices. And I've always said, you got to watch people who make bad choices, because here's the thing. If they make bad choices about themselves, they won't mind making bad choices when it comes to you. Again, it's not about how a person looks. That's part of it. But at this stage of the game, if you're 30 and over, you got to start looking at people's decision-making skills. Because again, beauty and body, all of that fades away. Then you're left with decision-making, because it's going to directly affect you. And you don't want to carry somebody's burden all the time. Because again, if you're over the age of 30, you've been there, done that. And that thing does not feel good. Amen. Amen. The other thing you have to look for is, when was the last time those tires were changed? When was their last relationship? When was their last marriage? Because you don't want to be the rebound person if they're newly divorced. And also, too, if it's been a long, long time since they've been in some, you got to watch that, too. Because they'll probably bring in the old stuff to your new relationship. So you got to check them ties, see if them ties been changed. Again, Everything is relative. But the biggest takeaway I want you to get from this whole broadcast is this. You're the buyer. You're the buyer. When you approach life, no matter if it's a relationship or whatever, you're in a position of power. Okay? A lot of people, and I know you know these people, a lot of folks now will do irrational things because they don't approach life from the perspective of power. Those who don't know that they have power won't have power. Again, when you're a buyer, you can say, you know what? This is cool, but this is not for me. So I'm going to walk away and I'm going to go to a new lot. I don't feel pressured to buy this car because I don't want it. It's not the make and model I want. It's not to my standard. The year is off. It's got too many miles on it. The tires are bald. Shoot, by the time I make a turn, I'm in the ditch. I don't want this. See, when you're in a position of power, you can say no. Versus being like a lot of people I know, the first person that hollers at them that's pretty much beneath their standard, they hop on because they feel pressure, because they feel like this is the last train out. So I better hop on. So you hop on, and then you, by the time you get down the road, you're like, dang, this ain't the ride for me. And now if you're one of those people who are afraid of decommitting, now you're riding along in something that you don't want to ride in. And that's no way to live. Come from a position of power and know that you don't have to make a choice every time, because you want your next choice to be your last choice. Can we agree? You want your next pick, your next decision to be your last decision when it comes to relationships, because you picked what you wanted. And you didn't do it out of fear. Okay? Can we agree? Again, we're approaching life as if we're buying a car. Again, you are the buyer. You're not the person on the car on the lot. You're the buyer. You're the person with the great credit score. You're the person with the down payment. You're the person who can just sign off at any time and not even blink. You're good. You're the buyer. You're the buyer. And when you know who you are, nobody can tell you who you are. Amen? Amen. So that's what's up. So love y'all. And for my people who are watching this later on, make sure you like, make sure you share. And again, make sure you DM me hashtag SSS to get the super stomach shredder membership. So if you got 60 pounds to lose, if you want to be super free with the K to the C, DM me right now or go to KenyaCrooksNetwork.com, get the super stomach shredder membership, because we're going to shut down the rest of the summer. We're going to shut down the rest of the year looking as only you can look. I always say, you know, I put the ER on everything because you were already fearfully and wonderfully made. So I put the ER on you. I make you finer. I make you sexier. Basically, I'm improving upon perfection. Now, with that being said, you got to get ready for everything that you've been praying for. Because as I tell people all the time, you know, once you get your body right and you start making yourself that much more attractive, you start leveling up in your dating. But you got to be ready for the type of person who gonna holler at you, okay? Because the worst thing you can do is prepare for something and make yourself look good and you're feeling good. But when the situation presents itself, you're good in one area, but you didn't prepare in the other. Feel me on that, okay? So let's make everything congruent and let's work on every phase of self to where you're the total package. you're absolutely flawless in every area, not just how you look, but your spiritual side, how you handle things, how you view things, and how you just crush in life, because that's attractive, okay? That's attractive. I'm telling you, everybody who works on themselves, like their total sales, they're winning. Not just the BBL people ain't winning. They ain't winning. The folks who get surgeries every 2-3 days, they're not winning. Look at their left hand. They go through and do all of that stuff and still ain't got a ring on their finger. But the people who work on themselves and do the work, those are the people who are winning. So continue to work on yourself and gain more wins. Amen. Amen. So love y'all. I'm gone. Be good. Again, make sure you like, share, and you subscribe to this awesome and amazing channel. Love y'all. I'm gone.